You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along, and a very happy new year to everyone as we begin 2016 with another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. It all begins at 11:55 a.m. with us here on Racing Radio. Ross Briley, John Budden and James Millman will be the team in the studio. It's a fantastic card over at Sandown, highlighted by the Grade 1 Tolworth Novices Hurdle. We'll be looking forward to that race in detail a little bit later on. We've also got a National Hunt fixture at Ayr, and two flat meetings on the all-weather from Chelmsford City, there on the poly track, and on the fibre sand over at Suddle. So plenty to enjoy. But joining myself, Sam Norris, to preview four races from that good-looking card at Sandown is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmers?
Very good morning to you, Sam, and a happy new year to you. And more importantly, a happy new year to all the William Hill punters out there. Let's hope it's a successful 2016 and plenty to look forward to. And don't forget, Sam, happy birthday to all the horses.
Indeed. Yes. Every single one of them.
Every single one.
On the same day.
Birthday cakes all round.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't blow out the candles too quick, you guys.
Yeah. You get some shifts, don't you, Pimmers? Boxing Day, New Year's Day.
I get all the ones that nobody else wants. I think they're trying to tell me something, don't you?
Well, yeah. Picking at the pieces. But great racing to enjoy on both days, and plenty of it.
Oh, fantastic stuff tomorrow. Yeah, that is for sure. We've got Sandown. We've got Ayr. Bit of the flat as well, Suddle and Chelmsford, so a little bit for every taste.
It is indeed, yeah, something to suit all palates. Before we get into the racing, Pimmers, we'll discuss the big news in the racing world. Sir AP McCoy, he featured on the podcast yesterday, so we've gone up, I feel, from Sir AP McCoy to what should be Sir Chris Pimlott. How haven't you been included in the...
I don't know, actually, how that's not come about, to be fair, but again, fully justified, isn't it, giving it Sir AP? Absolutely brilliant news. I know for one thing for certain, there'll never be a Sir KP, but he was honoured in the New Year's honours list. He got an MUG.
Is that
no finer reward is that, for him?
Is that an award that you hand out, Pimmers?
Yes.
At the start of every
yes.
year?
Yes, and he gets one every year.
Anybody else make the... MUG list this year?
I don't think so, no. No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm just hoping, Sam, that 2016, we ring in the changes here at William Hill. We start getting some decent presenters, you know what I mean? Yeah, we get a nice, pretty attractive person at the paddock side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That sort of thing. I think that could be appealing to me. I don't know about you, Sam.
Well, yeah, quite possibly. It's a good job you're not in charge, Pimmers.
It is a good job I'm not in charge. And I can understand why I'm not in charge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can understand why I get the shifts nobody else wants, you know.
Just go back to AP. I was saying this on the podcast yesterday to Alex. We, in racing for a long time, have always regarded him as royalty. It's good to see it be recognised on a wider scale. And perhaps people who aren't into racing as much, a knighthood's something everyone can recognise, and it's universally, everyone can get on board with it.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's not only good for AP, it's also good for the whole racing industry, you know. But as I say, we've had a few sirs, obviously, in the past. Henry Cecil, Sir Michael Stout, Sir Peter O'Sullivan. But again, you know, this guy fully deserved it, absolutely fully deserved it. And again, having watched his DVD over the holidays, I mean, what we knew about him comes out stunningly in the DVD, to be fair, that he was so selfish, so self-possessed, so single-minded that he got there because of all those attributes that sometimes didn't look pretty, to be fair, but that's what made him the jockey he was.
Yeah, and all the top sportsmen are really. So I suppose you have to be to dominate your sport to that degree.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do. And you know, he showed that, didn't he?
Yeah.
But I think, again, off the field, so to speak, you know, he's a brilliant guy.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely brilliant guy. And again, you guys have worked with him doing some of the material that we have off him for William Hill. And you know full well firsthand that he's a gentleman.
Yeah, he is, absolutely.
Yeah. So he couldn't have gone to a better guy.
Absolutely, certainly. So we're looking ahead to the Sandown card very shortly. I just wanted to quickly just get your opinion. The racing over the festive period, there's a hell of a lot of it to take in. We've got a few days now to maybe sit and absorb it. Any real standout performances for you?
I didn't want to beat this drum, but I think I'm going to have to. Over the 2 days at Kempton, the William Hill Winter Festival, fantastic race in both days. Q Card, fantastic race. But when are we going to get some proper guidelines regarding this whip?
Right, yeah.
Because for me, that doesn't work. It seems as though we say, well, listen, lads, tell you what, it's a 100 grand race, this, so don't worry about the whip rules.
Yeah.
You chuck the kitchen sink at it, you chuck the lot at it, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Because you might get a little ban, you might get a fine, but there's no way you will lose the race. Now, until we actually bring that in, I think we're going to continue with that.
Yeah.
You know, because that what happened there was not acceptable, to be fair.
Yeah.
It was a brilliant horse race. And I'm sure neither horse has come to any harm because of it. But by the same token, if we've got some rules, I think we've got to be a bit more stringent with them.
Yeah, yeah. As you say, if the punishment's not fitting enough for the jockey to think, well, I better not break the rules, what's the point
and again, there's breaking the rules and there's basically not adhering to them in one way, shape or form, have they? You know, so I think that reads addressing it, but I don't want to take away from the brilliant races that we had there. And obviously, Sprinter Sactor and Cider Grugy, stunning race as well. So, yeah, there was lots and lots of to savour. But I do think that we need to just maybe have a little look at that in a bit more deeper and a bit more with a bit more strategy and a little bit more stringent guidelines. So we know exactly what's happening.
Yeah, hopefully so. No doubt the debate there will rumble on. We'll look ahead now to Saturday's card.
I got a little bit like that. I mean, but...
On your soapbox, Phil.
Yeah, well, you know, because that's not me, really. And, you know, I don't want to start the new year on a low.
Yeah.
I'll be starting to sound like Mick Norton very shortly. When, God heavens, we don't want that to happen, do we?
No.
Is he still living, Mick Norton?
He was in yesterday.
Was he really?
Yeah.
God, blimey.
Yesterday.
Oh, very good then. Very good.
He got... AP's first act as a knight was to take McNaughton off podcast duty.
Was it?
We had so much to record yesterday, and what with there only being two people in the studio, Dave Kellner and McNaughton, we ended up doing the podcast, me, Alex Dunn, and AP McCoy's clips. So his first act as a knight, taking Mick off the
podcast,
the dreaded podcast show.
I think Mick will have actually said, you kick on, AP. Yeah. Or should I say, you kick on, Sir Anthony.
Indeed, absolutely. Sandown is next on our agenda then. We've got four races to come on this edition of the podcast. Good day there. The Grade 1 Tolworth Novice Hurdle is the highlight of the day. We'll be previewing that in due course. So we start with our 12:40, a listed mare's hurdle to kick things off here. 8 runners at the time of recording, so we hope they all stand their ground for this 2-mile, 3-furlong event. What do you like in the race, Pimmers?
Well, I think it's interesting that Willie Mullins has brought a couple of his mares over. Obviously, looking for a bit of black type, listed... graded race, so it's well worth the journey over. And both his horses will have a little bit of a squeak, I think. Guitane de Berlay, she's interesting, as too is Petite Parisienne. But I think the spoils could go to the Nicky Henderson runner, Polly Peacham, to be fair. We saw her 40 days ago. She finished second and a couple of lengths behind Morella Royale at Kempton last time out. That was in November. And I think, again, she can progress for there. Slightly disappointed on that occasion when she was the 2-1 on shot. But Nicky's horse is in great form at the moment. David Bass riding with lots and lots of confidence, as we saw him give the last summer ride a brilliant ride over the festive period. So I think Polly Peacham is the one to beat. And on official ratings, she is a couple of pounds well in.
OK, Polly Peacham then gets the vote in that listed mare's hurdle, the 12:40. We'll move on now to the 150 at Sandown. A decent-looking handicap chase here. It's a Class 2 with 9 runners declared for it. A mile and 7 is the trip for this one. And quite a few in the field bring winning form here, Pimmers.
Yeah, one or two of them come into the race on the back of good performances last time out. Grey Gold was a winner at Newbury last time out of a competitive handicap there. You've got... Pearl's Legend, a winner last time out as well. Nico de Bonville takes the mount on that one. He was in good form again over the Christmas period. Arthur's Oaks, an interesting one from the very much informed yard of Venetia Williams. But handicapper took a dim view of that very slick success at Haydock last time out in the 2 mile handicap, put him up £15 for that. So he obviously felt that he was a very readied winner on that occasion. He jumped really well, he made all the running, and again, he could be a horse with a progressive profile, so certainly an interesting one. But I'm going to take a chance with a northern challenger here, Just Cameron. Haven't seen him for 247 days, but I thought his run behind Underso at Punchestown last time out was a very eye-catching run. He was in cracking form prior to that. Joe Collier takes a valuable £3 off his back, and it's good to see at last that the northern boys have found that road south.
Yeah, absolutely. Just Cameron then getting the votes for Pimmers in the 150. We'll move now to the feature race of the day on Saturday, the Tolworth Novices Hurdle. This is a grade one over a mile and seven. We've just got five runners declared for this, but a classy looking field. They're all here off the back of the win, and I suppose all eyes will be on York Hill, Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh. And another good horse for the Wileys.
Yeah, another top class horse, that is for sure. He jumped really well on his debut when we saw him at Punchestown. That was over 2.5 miles. Heavy ground on that occasion as well. Whether stepping back to 2 miles will be a little bit of a negative, not too sure, but he's certainly a very, very interesting horse. But you could say the same about Agrapart, who was a winner last time out up at Aintree. You've got Sirius Mariva, who was a winner again last time out for the very much informed of Ben Pauling's yard. You've got 007, who's been a lovely looking individual and did won very nicely indeed at Sandown the last time we saw him. And again, Nicky Henderson and Andrew Tinkler teaming up there. Welsh Shadow was a ready winner at Haydock last time out as well for Dan Skelton and Harry Skelton. And as we say, we've got York Hill. So five really nice individuals. Who's got the most progress remains to be seen. I'd be quite prepared to take York Hill on, actually.
Okay.
And hope that 007 can be the one.
007 then for Pimmers. We'll move on then to the 3 o'clock at Sandown. This is a Veterans Handicap Chase. It's the Veterans Handicap Chase final of their 2015 series. A Class 2 event with 16 runners declared for this 3 mile event. Good bit of prize money on offer for these old boys, Pimmers. What did you like?
I think this is fantastic, actually. This is a great initiative. Look at the field. You've got 16, very, very competitive. The youngest horse in the race is 11. The oldest is 14. And this is what this series is all about, giving these horses a chance, because they're more than likely rated off 140 plus, find it difficult against the younger animals. And this is a very, very good initiative by the BHA. Great racing prospect. Oof, it's got to be a wide open market. Surely there's got to be each way value to be had somewhere along the line. And I think I'm going to take a couple against the field, if I may, both hopefully at double figure prices. And I'm looking a little bit further down the weights, to be fair, because I thought Alan King's horse, Araldur, he's an interesting one, yeah. I thought. And he should be a reasonable price at 12 to 1. And I also thought that Lucinda's Russell's horse, Reaping the Reward, could be an interesting one. And he hopefully should be about a 6, 7 to 1 shot. So he hopefully, again, could be in the mix at an each-way price. And the other horse I love, and I loved his performance at Cheltenham when he made all last time out, that was Arkan. He put in a mind-blowing performance, led from there at the flagfall, jumped each fence, spring-heeled. It was a wonderful performance. Again, it's going to be a little bit harder racing off a mark of 146. But again, you'd have to say to yourself, will the jockeys give him quite such a soft lead this time? But he's an interesting horse. And if he continues to run like he did at Cheltenham, making all and jumping well, then he'll set them all a stiff task.
OK, one or two to think about then in the Veterans Handicap Chase final at 3 o'clock. Just remind us, please, Pimmers, one more time, your four selections for the action on Saturday.
12:40 in the Mayor's Listed race. I'm going to take a chance with Nicky Henderson and David Bass in the shape of Polly Peacham. In the Handicap Chase, hoping that the Northern Challenger, Just Cameron, can get the job done. In the Tolworth Hurdle, a grade one race, five runners, all very, very interesting prospects, hoping that 007 can get the job done. And in the Veterans Chase, a very competitive race for the older horses, taking a chance each way with two horses, Reaping the Reward and Araldur.
Lovely stuff. There we are. Thoughts of Chris Pimlott ahead of Saturday's action at Sandown. We've also got a National Hunt card air, and there's two flat meetings from Chelmsford and Suddle on the Polytrack and Fibersand, respectively. It's Ross Briley, John Budden and James Millman in the Racing Radio studio from 11:55 on Saturday. So make sure you join us for all of the action. And thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the podcast, Pimmers.
Cheers. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.